Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the BHSA Radio Hour. For the next 60 minutes, your brains will mellow out to the soothing topics created for the students by the students. Step right up and off the train to the land of the America, a promise to make history a modern-day mystery. Never can this be duplicated, regulated, or contemplated. We want everyone to see this. From a youth's perspective on politics, smooth talking after dark. It's bigger than religion. Pure dynamite, my people. So hold on, for this will be the ride of your life. That's freedom's here. A promise to you to love you. The American dream. Everyone has it. It's the healer. Hip hop. Do you want to see everyone rise to this degree? Hold on, my people. Discover your wings. It's not that hard of a mystery.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Zay. You guys, we got a new thing here on BHSA Radio Hour, okay? So you're going to listen out for a particular word during the show. And when I say during the show, I mean during an interview, a song, a commercial, at any time. So it's as simple as this. You tune in to hear when the word of the day was said. Then you call in and tell me. If you get it right, you get a free BHSA t-shirt. Yeah, how cool is that to have a school t-shirt? So, you guys, I'll be back, and you keep tuning in for the word of the day.
This edition of NBA Update was recorded on the week of April 15th. Welcome, listeners. We are now on NBA Update.
The New Orleans Hornets eliminate the Dallas Mavericks 4-1, and Avery Johnson is fired as the Mavericks head coach. Also in the East, the Toronto Raptors are eliminated by the Orlando Magic 4-1. The Denver Nuggets are swept by the LA Lakers. Phoenix Suns take an early exit out of the playoffs by the hands of the San Antonio Spurs 4-1. Now we're on to teams that are still in the playoffs. We have the Cleveland and Wizards series. Boston versus Atlanta. Who knew this team would take Boston all the way? We still have in the West, very, very exciting series. The Houston Rockets versus the Utah Jazz. Tracy McGrady trying to lead his team out of the postseason for the first time in his career. Also, Philadelphia and Detroit. And now we have the latest in news. Avery Johnson was fired. And I think we all saw this coming after a disappointing loss to the New Orleans Hornets. It is sad to see Avery walk away after winning Coach of the Year just 2 years ago. But we have a new Coach of the Year, Byron Scott of the New Orleans Hornets, well-deserved. Also, Pat Riley steps down from the Heat, from the Miami Heat coaching. Also, Most Improved Player, well-deserved. There is no one even close to this. Hedo Turkoglu of the Orlando Magic. Now, my predictions. Here is where I state my opinion about what happens, and you can't do anything about it. My opinion, I believe the Rockets will proceed in getting into the next round. I believe San Antonio will dominate in that series. Detroit versus Philadelphia, I see Detroit closing that out in Detroit fashion, which is a blowout. I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Wizards, I see the Wizards winning that series. Atlanta, I see the Boston Celtics closing this out early because they do not want a game seven. They do not want a game seven with this streaky Atlanta team, and they will close it out. Now it's time for today in NBA history, and this day Michael Jordan became the first player to record back-to-back 50-point games in the playoffs. To all the basketball fans out there, thanks for tuning in, and this should be a great postseason, and consider yourself updated.
Everyone, it's your girl Zay giving you the word of the day. Today's word of the day is animadversions. animadversion means strong criticism or a censorious remark. Scenario was rapping, and his producers gave him animadversion.
Does your hair make you scream when you pass by the mirror? Frizzy hair, split ends, just straight out of Thriller? Are you tired of your hair being a reckless mess? Just all over the place when you're dressed at your best? It's time for a change. You need Curlyaze. It's time for you to upgrade with Curlyaze Moisturizing Lotion, the only product on the market that replenishes, moisturizes, and strengthens hair to eliminate those split ends and those poofy phases. Speaking from experience, this product has truly worked miracles on my hair. And all of the top stylists in Hollywood surely agree. This is a must-have product. Curly, frizzy, poofy hair. Wild and crazy, tame that hair. Curlyaze. What's in your hair?
Recientes estudios explica que uno de cuatro mujeres tienen STD. Hay como 3,000 de ellas. La enfermedad más común es HPV, que se transforma a cervical cancer. Los años que empieza la enfermedad son de 14 hasta 19 años. Los africanos americanos tienen el porciento más alto con esta enfermedad. Este estudio enseña que las gentes no están usando condones. Condones no más que prohíbe las enfermedades, pero también prohíbe embarazamiento. Yo soy Miguel Salgado. Recuérdense que usen condones.
Serious Politics, where we hear students in our very own school, BHSA, share their opinions on politics here in the U.S. Our topic this week is on presidential election of 2008. I interviewed two students and I received some good answers. Their names were Charlene Hanson of the 12th grade and Julian Edmond of the 11th grade. The first question that I asked was, do you think Hillary Clinton should drop out of the race to save her family from any more embarrassment? And here are their responses.
No, I don't think she should drop out the presidential race because, basically, I don't think that she caused her family any type of disgrace or anything. Because, I mean, it's part of being a candidate. You know, you have people who say things that may be true, that may not be true. It's part of being in the limelight, whether you're a celebrity or whether or not you're a presidential candidate. So I don't think so.
Well, I think she should because, like, all of this crap that's going on, and she's, like, getting nowhere, really. Obama's, like, taking everything. She, like, really has nobody going for her right now.
The second question that I asked was, do you think Barack Obama has what it takes to become president of the United States? This is what they said.
Yes, I do believe he has the ability to make a change because, you know, it's Obama, you know? No, he's joking. But basically, he has shown many people that, you know, he can bring about a change. I feel like he's real. I feel like, you know, he knows what he's saying. And basically, that he can bring about a change because there are some people who listen to what he's saying, actually saying, maybe I should think about this guy.
I do, but then I don't. I do because, you know, he's positive stuff he's saying, you know, it's real good things. But on the flip side, you know, he may not have enough time to do what he wants to do. Even if he becomes president. So.
The final question that I asked was, who do you think will win the presidential election of 2008?
That's a hard one. The presidential election. That's a hard one. That's a real hard one.
Who would you mostly want to win, though? Like,
there's not, I mean, honestly, it's a kind of sort of catch-22 question because in one thing, there's, as being a female, I would say I would have to say Hillary because I feel like the world needs a change when it comes to, so they can see, you know, women can be in the front line, women can run, women can, you know, actually be leaders. But then also you, as African American, you would say, well, Obama. So, and that question is kind of sort of, I can't answer it with a one person.
I think Obama should win.
Yay!
Tune in tomorrow for Hillary's Future Plan.
Recent studies explain how one out of four females have sexually transmitted diseases. This means there are about 3 million of them. The most common sexually transmitted disease is HPV, which turns into cervical cancer. African Americans have the highest percentage of the disease. It shows that people are not using condoms. Condoms can protect you from catching STDs and pregnancy. This is Miguel Salgado. Remember to practice safe sex.
Good afternoon, BHSA listeners. This is your one and only host, Lauren A., on the Wildly Talked About show, Island Insight. Today we have two of our very own students in the studio to talk about their West Indian cultures. First up to go is a young lady who we all know as Miss Jane. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everybody, this is Shayna. I'm speaking to Lauren today on behalf of my country, Jamaica, so hope you guys have fun listening to me talk.
Okay. So, can you briefly state your family's cultural background for us?
My parents were born and raised in Jamaica. Some of my grandparents were born and raised there also. My great-grandparents, I'm kind of mixed. My great-grandfather's from China, and some of my other great-grandparents are from India, and they're white and so forth. So I'm very mixed, but my real background and what I do know is Jamaica.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good mix.
Yes.
Is that why your hair looks the way it does?
Yeah, that's why the hair looks nice, you know, nice curls there and now.
Yeah, since the listeners can't see your hair, would you like to describe it for them?
It has curls. I have nice curly hair, you know, nice dark brown, fluffy, curly hair. You know, don't need a perm. You know, you can wear it wet and curly, straighten it out with a curling iron. You're good to go.
Okay. So, have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yes, I've been there plenty of times. I love it there. I try to go often.
Do you like going there?
I love going there.
Why?
I have my family there, and then it makes for a great vacation place. And, you know, it's very relaxing to go, you know, to the beach and to the shopping areas. It's a fun place.
Okay. What aspects in Jamaica are different from American culture?
Well, being that, well, Jamaica is part of the Caribbean, so, and it's a very hot climate place, so it, you don't have to worry about snow over there, and it's really hot most of the time. And the people there, you know, it's the way of life. Like, they're, you know, you wake up early, you have your breakfast, everybody have their shops, they're cooking early, you have your housekeepers, and everything is different, like just the shopping, the cars, the homes. It's a Caribbean island.
Okay, so you mentioned cooking. Tell me about the food.
The food is wonderful. But, well, here in America, we have different countries that are put together. So it's like you have a little bit of everything. As to where there in Jamaica, you know, you have your jerk chicken on every corner. And the Indians have their roti making and all their curry stuff. So,
making me hungry.
It's a lot of that good stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay, now, can you tell me about the music?
The music is reggae. It's, the music is reggae, however, it's very popular here in, you know, the States, yet still when you go to Jamaica, they're listening to a lot of the music that is, like, played here, like the rock and the pop and the hip-hop stuff. So it's like the reggae, you're not that, I mean, they're big on their reggae, however, they sort of enjoy listening to the other culture's music more down there. But it's really reggae, dancehall reggae, culture music with like people such as Egyptian, and he's a culture artist, and Jakur, and then you have your Beanie Man and all of them that do their dancehall.
Oh, yeah. I can relate because, you know, my family's from Barbados.
And when you go down there, you hear soca, but like you said, for the most part, they do play American music. And my grandma just came back from Barbados, and she said all you heard was Chris Brown, Chris Brown, Chris Brown. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, they're all big on the music that, you know, the hip-hop stuff.
Mm-hmm. And going back on what you said about the different styles of reggae, because I know you have Egyptian who's like...
He's culture music.
Yeah, kind of. More slower and...
The dance, like the older people, that's the music you dance to. They call that, well, they call it, he sings culture music. They call it culture music because they're more talking about either love and stuff that go on in everyday life. Like, he was in jail, so he wrote about when he was in jail and different stuff that happened within their childhood and things like that, as to where the dance hall is like. It's like basically some sex they're talking about, you know, while you dancing. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, that's one difference in that music.
So you brought two tracks for us today. From the name of the song,
I'll give you two culture music, and they're culture artists. They're Egyptian. He sings "Beautiful Lady," and we have Jacure sings "Love."
Okay, so take a listen to "Beautiful Lady."
Woman of my dreams, you become reality. Out of my subconsciousness and my immortality, I'm the happiest man in the world because I am before my girl. And I promise you, my baby, I'm gonna take you on tours around the world. Yeah, baby, she said, ooh, ah, she never felt so right. I said, yes.
Yeah, you know, Rasta Live, universal sign of love. Love is the answer, my friend, and love is the only way. Yeah, true love we can find ourselves. I call our true identity. You know? Love your brother, love your sister, love one another, the universal sign. I take it from here.
So we just finished with our Jamaican representative, and now we have our next guest, Raina, aka Miss Tempo. Would you like to introduce yourself briefly?
Of course. I'm Raina, and I'm of Trinidadian descent. And yeah.
Okay, so would you briefly like to state your family's cultural background?
Sure, why not? Well, everybody and their mama was born in Trinidad. My great grandmother was a coolie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother is a Dogla. My grandfather is of African descent from Trinidad. And my grandparents on the other side don't matter.
Well, would you want to explain to the audience what Dogla is?
A Dogla is someone who is mixed between Indian and Black, half and half.
Okay. Have you ever been to Trinidad?
Of course.
How many times?
About twice a year. Every year. Yeah.
And I guess you like going because you go.
Of course. Oh. That's good.
Why do you like going?
Because it feels like home. And I get to, every time I go, I learn more about who I am and where I came from.
Well, that's good. That's a good reason. What aspects are different from American culture?
Well, the music, of course, the food, just the people, their whole mindset, because they think differently. It's not as fast-paced as the United States is, so they run a little slower, I guess you could say. So, would you like me to elaborate?
The food, okay. I'm pretty sure it's better.
Well, okay, you have roti, which is of Indian descent. When the Indians came to Trinidad, you know, they brought that along with curry, stuff like that. And you also have Trinidadian Chinese food, which is actually of descent from China. When you have, like, immigrants come, you know, from China and stuff like that, they brought that. Of African descent, I really do not know. I couldn't tell you.
That's fine. Get into the good stuff, the music.
Yay! Okay, well, you have soca, parang, you have... Okay, well, soca can be broken down into, like, many types of soca. Mm-hmm. Groovy soca, raga soca, and just regular soca. You have calypso, which is from the... That's, like, from the old time, like, from when my great-grandmother and my grandmother used to listen to it. Raga soca is more of a mix between soca and reggae. And groovy soca is more of like the love songs. That's, soca, love songs, stuff like that. Parang is actually from Hispanic descent. And, well, some of the Trinidadians that live in certain parts speak Spanish. And they've actually brought that type of music to Trinidad.
Alright, so since it's a lot of, different ethnicities in Trinidad, like the influence, you said they have the Trinidadian Chinese food and the Hispanics with the music. Are there a lot of different cultures in Trinidad, like Hispanics in Trinidad, Chinese people in Trinidad?
Yeah. Okay, at this moment, there's a lot of Indians. Like, 7 times out of 10, there's all Indians. Then you would say the next ethnic group would be African. I guess you would say. And then you have the ones who are like really light with curly hair, like Hispanic, of Hispanic descent. But you rarely find Asians, but they're there.
Yeah.
You'll find them, but you just have to. It depends on where you go. So
you did name a lot of different types of music. So do you have any examples that you like to?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to name the song you want to choose?
You can name about 4 of them.
Okay, my first song is called Jean and Dinah by Sparrow, and that is more of a calypso song, and it explains how a long time ago, when the U.S. military base was in Trinidad, how the prostitutes serviced the men, I guess, to find their way over here in the United States. Okay, that's my first song.
Well, it's Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broke, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The auntie's gonna sparrow take over. Ah, Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broke, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The Well, the girls in town feeling bad. No more Yankees in Trinidad. They're gonna close down the base for good. Them girls have to make out how they could. Hey, brother, it's now they pack up in town. In for a penny and in for a pound. Believe me, it's competition. So, trouble in the town when the price drop low. So when your bones up, Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. Round the corner, posing. That's your life, it's something that's
My second song is Don't Stop by Sherwin Winchester. And that's more of the Indian descent music, that's what you'll get. And that's more of a
Soca.
I'm definitely hype and ready to party. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today though. Thanks go out to our Jamaican and Trinidadian representatives for coming through. Thank you for listening to Island Insight.
This message has been brought to you by the members of F4.
Come on, Brian, I'm not playing with you. Put the chair back in place and come and type this thing up.
Type what thing up?
In the computer, just put the CD and do what I need to do.
No.
As you probably already guessed, my name is Brian. Others know me as Biz, and my family know me as Rubio. Whatever people know me as, they know me for the energy I bring wherever I go. I know that whatever I do, I make it mine. And drugs...
Yo, sure, do you want to hit this?
...just aren't my style. What I do instead is party. I love the whole environment and the body language. the rhythm. I'm what you can call the life of the party because I love to dance and because of my love for music. Every day, I wake up, brush my teeth, and get in the shower for my early morning concert. A lot of people say I have a weird singing voice, but I enjoy it. I guess I'm more serious about my hip-hop career. I plan on producing and being a lyricist in the music world. After I lead them screaming encore at the Bathtime Stadium, I'm off to school, where it all goes down. My school is like a TV show. Screams.
All right, let me present.
Laughter. And so many different distractions from drugs. That's why I don't understand how students can do them. After school, I'm on my way to the jungle. I mean work. I work in an after school program with children who just don't quit.
No, leave it stop here. I want you to learn the Pokemon. Leave it stop.
What? Excuse me. Why y'all talking about Pokemon?
It's impossible to get bored there. And they actually look up to me.
Okay.
If I did drugs, I don't know what they do. And I couldn't deal with that. That's why I remain drug-free. Take it from me. If you can see what you're breathing in, you shouldn't be breathing it. And that's Brian Hamilton signing off from F4.
My name is Miguel. And I'm gonna ask a few people what grinds their teeth.
Laura, what grinds your teeth?
When I'm on the bus and the juvenile delinquents get on the bus and the ghetto kids.
All right, Sano, what grinds your teeth?
Well, when I really have to go to the bathroom and my brothers leave up the toilet seat, that grinds my teeth.
Larissa, what grinds your teeth?
People with bad hygiene.
Vincent, what grinds your teeth?
What grinds my teeth is when people be smacking when they be eating, smacking all over their mad spit coming out their mouth. That's what grinds my teeth.
Ariel, what grinds your teeth?
When I'm on the crowded train in the morning, I'm trying to get out, and somebody's standing at the door. Just move from the door. It's common sense, people.
Brian, what grinds your teeth?
When I'm on a crowded bus and the old people always want to get up like two stops before their actual stop and ask everybody to excuse them.
Patrick, what grinds your teeth?
I'll tell you what really grinds my teeth. I hate when you're on the train. Well, matter of fact, I hate when you're in school, right? And it's at the end of the day, you know, vacation's coming up, and there gotta be that one dumb kid in the whole class that gotta say, "Oh, you forgot to give us homework. What do you want homework for? Not like you don't do it anyway." That's what really grinds my teeth.
Tony, what grinds your teeth?
Well, Miguel, I really hate it when I go down to the park to walk my dog and there's nothing but a bunch of little kids running around, and so my dog wants to jump on them and I can't let my dog run around.
Tiffany, what grinds your teeth?
Homophobic people.
Mr. High, what grinds your teeth?
Little rude, disrespectful children.
Travis, what grinds your teeth?
Fake people.
John, what grinds your teeth?
What grinds my teeth is when people judge you for what you wear and not for your personality.
Mr. Skelton, what grinds your teeth?
When people try to take advantage of my kindness.
Mr. Way, what grinds your teeth?
Stupidity. I think stupidity and insulting of my intelligence is what gets me pissed the most.
Mr. Marcus, what grinds your teeth?
When students don't do their work in school.
Ms. Drinkwater, what grinds your teeth?
What grinds my teeth is when students ask a question that I just answered.
Robert, what grinds your teeth?
When I'm on the train and everybody just starts pushing fast and there's like no more room left and if you still be trying to push in, it's really annoying.
Malika, what grinds your teeth?
The thing that grinds my teeth is that most of the time in the society, there is Black and Latino teens getting blamed for most of the problems, like getting stopped by cops, crimes, robberies, all that. That's what gets me mad.
David, what grinds your teeth?
What grinds my teeth are little kids acting all big and strong and hard, trying to walk through the halls like they spent more than 2 years learning how to do this, and looking at you like they're gonna jump you. Like, seriously, you are nothing. You have no popularity. Just cause those little ugly girls in your grade like you does not mean. And just because you have the newest Jordans doesn't mean that you are cool. That just means that your daddy has a job and wants to shut you up and keep you quiet. You listen to rap music, big deal. So do lots of other people. Go get a job.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is your host, L Books, on BHSA Radio, sponsored by WPLK. And today we have a musical artist who goes by the name of Scenario. Hello, Scenario.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm fine. Can't complain.
Okay. So would you like to tell the listeners something about yourself real quick?
I am a 19-year-old African-American, currently residing in Brooklyn, New York. And I am currently doing a deal with Get With It Entertainment, and you know, the other listeners out there, I just want to have a nice positive message for my music, you know, get across to the people.
Okay, and what does this deal consist of?
It's not really a deal, it's just something I'm looking into. Her and my friends was doing it, so I just want to look into it as well. And I have several associates in the music industry, but they shall remain nameless right now.
Okay, and what is your music about? What is the message?
Nothing. It's just how I feel day-to-day basis. And I just want to be chill, you know? Just do stuff just to do it, just to be glamorous and whatnot. That's all.
So do you consider yourself a producer, songwriter, lyricist? Like, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself just an average person. I don't really consider myself a songwriter or producer. I don't think my music is that great. I mean, you know, to boast about it, but I don't think I'm the wackest MC. You know, I'm just me. That's all. That's all I can really say. I can't really say nothing about that right now, as of this moment, because I just started.
Okay. And what genre of music would you say, you know, you're in?
Creative, really. It's not really a specific genre. It's some hip hop, you know. It's just some hip hop here and there, some, you know, rock here and there, R&B here and there. It's just all over the place. It doesn't really have a specific genre.
Okay, so, you know, what other artists are you inspired by or in the hip hop industry,
rock
industry?
Well, I currently been inspired by Lil Wayne. I just like his flow. He's very creative. He's speaks what's on his mind with metaphors here and there. And I'm also influenced by Lupe Fiasco. I like the way he puts his words together. It's very intellectual, man. Kanye West, Common, you know. And old school rappers as well, like N.W.A. and Tupac and Biggie.
And a rock artist?
I'm inspired by Linkin Park. I like the way they collab on their albums. My favorite album, by the way, was Reanimation, where they took their old rock songs and made rap remixes about them. And I'm also inspired by, well, that's basically it for that.
So let's get more into your music. What songs will you be previewing for us today? The names of them?
The name of the first song that I'll be previewing for you today. Wow. Doesn't even have a name yet.
Untitled.
Yeah, Untitled. I guess that's what you'd call it. But, I'm currently working on it, but it's just like, I guess you could say, the prototype for now. This is what I came up with so far, but it's currently in the workings, so I'm currently working on that.
And it has lyrics?
Can't really say that, but I currently wrote down some freestyles I guess I could put to it. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you have freestyles that you did already and wrote down before you even made any beats?
Yeah, like when I'm bored or when I'm in my current mood, I freestyle, and whatever I can remember, I write down so I won't forget it, and I'll later record it in an instrumental that I make, or that instrumental that I have already, and I'll just record it to that.
So generally your freestyles or your lyrics are about, you know, your everyday experiences and people around you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's just for sometimes when, you know, it's the current mood that I'm feeling. Like if I'm feeling sad, I'll freestyle about, you know, a girl I like, or if I'm feeling angry, you know, I freestyle, so it'll come off like some type of gangster thug rap, but that's not the person, that's not the kind of person that I am, so I don't really take that part seriously.
Okay. So we're gonna get into your first song now, Untitled.
Untitled.
So listeners, here we go.
Part of me, gentlemen, I come off like a terrorist. It's the terror kid, I scare men like a feminist. Watch what you say, each and every day. Hours, it's only 24 in a day. Cowards, mess with sin, they'll be pushing up flowers. Haters always think, I think they need a shower. See the energy, the extent of my power. My mind's like C4, chemical nostalgia. More action packed than that agent Jack Bowers. Prime time is my time, wonder can't see mine lines. No hope for you, no ribbon in the sky. I'm more experienced than I was way back when. Prehistoric rhyme rapping like I came from cavemen. Came before Whitman, quote all my statements. Bad boys is tabloids, they try and imitate this. See my temper, see the picture, so I can rise high. But this air's getting thinner. Eat these words up like baby, what's for dinner? I'm so Aureus, my first name
tick,
should be Victor.
Tick, boom. Explode on the scene like nitro. Soon, I'm off the walls like psycho. Room, won't be enough when I go. Like a dry ice machine, that's ice cold. I swear I shiver when I walk outside. It's a cold world, I need fire to survive. Be that flame, see my name. Though I can't feel my face, I'm first place. Y'all ain't finished the race. I be going for the gold sneaker, the face. I fall back, cause y'all be going back. My thoughts be on crack, so catch a contact. Man, I think I just murdered again. I don't even make my plans. I'm in the air like a plane I land. A Flatbush beast similar to Iran. How they got me gassed, I can understand. I be the president before the day I ran. Oh man, I be the president before the day I ran.
All right, so you just heard it, Untitled by Scenario. I must say that was a very interesting beat. I never heard anything like that before. Like you said, hip-hop mixed with rock.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so how did you come about making this beat? Like, what was the inspiration for it?
Well, I just finished hearing Lollipop by Lil Wayne. And after that, I heard that new song that Timbaland produced with Madonna and Justin Timberlake called 4 Minutes. So I just thought, what would Timbaland produce? And what would Lil Wayne rap to? So I figured that's how I came up with the beat.
Okay. So do you have any lyrics in mind for the beat?
Yeah, some lyrics I worked the other day, but I gotta water that down a little bit. It's a little bit too strong for the air right now.
Okay. So is it like, what kind of mood?
Mood, basically, even though I don't, it's basically just living a life. Like, money, cars, cash, what propels the world, makes the world go around, that sort of thing. Just keep it flashy. But even though I don't live that life, you know, it doesn't mean I can't talk about it.
Okay, so what experience do you have with that life?
Just watching other people do what they do on the TV, that's all. Okay. I mean, this is like, This is basically why I chose the name Scenario. Just different situations that you could put yourself in. If you could just imagine it, you know, then think of what would happen if you actually achieved that scenario that you put yourself in.
Okay, that's a good reason for choosing that name.
Yep.
So, you know, we just played your beat, and once it does make it out there,
you're gonna,
if it does make it out there, you know, people are gonna have a lot of responses. So have you ever had to deal with animadversion?
You trying to say I'm stupid, son? You trying to use big words on me? Think I'm less, you know, intelligent?
No, not at all.
Nah, I'm messing with you. I deal with criticism. I just take it. It's just it's like you knock someone off the horse. You just got to get back on and keep on riding. That's all. And it takes a lot to knock me down, but once I'm knocked down, I just come back stronger than what I've been, you know, before.
And do you take some of the criticism into consideration, you know, to make your music better?
Of course, always. Yes, you have to do that. I mean, you just can't, you know, shun people's, you know, opinions away. I mean, they say what they say for a reason. And if it did sound hot, then it sounds hot. But I'd rather take criticism than not take any at all, because how can you grow in the music industry if no one criticizes your work? How can you grow, you know, mentally and as a rapper / producer or whatever you want to call it?
That's true. All right, so you have another song who's it features another artist.
Yes, this one has lyrics.
What's the name of it?
It's called
Let Me In, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, you're right. I'm hungry right now. I was thinking about a USB sandwich. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called Let Me In. It's featuring fellow artist / classmate Biz, B-I-Z, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my boy Brandon just made the beat. He wanted somebody to spit on it, so Biz got on. So then I had to get on the beat as well. It is what it is, that's all I can say.
So there's a lot of collaborating going on.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
So that's how it is, like, you know, a producer may make a beat and then they find the right person to rap on it. That's how it works.
Yep.
Okay, so what is Let Me In about?
You gotta ask Biz that. I was just running with it. I personally have no rhythm. Biz found the right words for it. I was like, hey, why not? Just run with it. Like,
well, he did. Is Biz in the studio today?
Come on, is. Nah, I think I see him sipping some coffee in the back. Yo, Biz!
Biz in the studio, bring Biz in the studio.
All right, Biz on his way. He working on a current project right now, a collabo, if you will.
Word.
My dude, Biz.
Word, you already know, Biz, what it is. Yeah! Yes, right. I'm chilling with my dude, Scenario. Cool dude, man. Big future, I mean. Timbaland Jr. doing his little, I mean, he does his thing, and the thing about it is he does it his style all the time, and that's what you gotta appreciate about MCs coming up, you dig?
Yeah. Word. All right, so we asked Scenario what was Let Me In about. He said we had to talk to you about that.
Word.
So what is Let Me In about?
All right, basically Let Me In is a revolutionary song. Like, you can tell by the first revolution. I mean, the bars go, these are the signs of the times. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine.
Yes,
got a full plate, the next meal is on the mind. So pick up the phone cause your life's on the line.
Ring, ring.
I mean, it's like, it's a whole vibe of desperation and cutthroatness. And the first line of my verse is, I'll be revolutionary like Che. A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Che Guevara.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He was a revolutionary. He became so close to Fidel Castro, and when he was with, and like, what he stood for was something that without anything, he went for his people and the poor people, and that's like what I'm about. I'm about the truth,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the whole mode of the song was. I'm trying to get mine. Let me in that door. Knock, knock. No doorbells, man. Come
all right,
on.
That was a lot of knowledge. We need time to write that down.
Kicking it right side.
In the meantime, you're just going to play Let Me In.
Word.
Take a few notes, people.
Take them notes.
All right, here we go. Let Me In.
These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone because your life's on the line. I be revolutionary like Che. So frequent like a day. Call me the bill because I'm trying to get paid. Plus, I'm cooler than the blizzard in May. And they say, age ain't nothing but a number. Sleeping on me like permanent slumber. I don't even think in thoughts. I see numbers like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the 0 comes next. Then comes the negatives. He too pitiful for death, so I let him live. They be like, Biz, won't you let him live? But that probably take too much and I never give. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and
trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line.
Move through the shadow, magnificent through every battle. Got a whole lot of foes. Slice and dice, fool your soul with profound pronouns and absurd adverbs that you never heard. No time to shine, my mind can't erase time. Be behind the competition, stranded in the third dimension. Third eye view is how I see you. So true, my flame can burn through like a fire.
All right, so that was Let Me In. And it was crazy, you know, like Scenario and Biz said. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So you will call in next week and let us know what you thought of Untitled and Let Me In. Would you like to say any last words, Scenario?
Any last words? Well, you know, for the haters out there, I would say something, but this is a family television show, so I'll just keep it, you know, I'll just keep it G right now. But my last, any last words I got to say, I'm doing a future project with, you know, an associate of Biz, Silence, you know. Just because his name is Silence doesn't mean he is, but, you know, just the way it goes. We working on future projects, coming out with demo tapes and whatnot, and just keep your heads up, look to the sky. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so like I said, call in next week if you want to criticize Let Me In or Untitled.
Ben not saying nothing bad about me.
And we also, next week, we will be featuring Silence, as Scenario said.
Yes.
All right, so, good day.
Peace.
Y'all can't walk like war veterans. Doorbells broke, I'm knocking, so let me in. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line. These are the signs of the time. You going for yours and I'm trying to get mine. Got a full plate, next meal on the mind. So pick up the phone, cause your life's on the line.
Greetings. You've just turned on
The Nightlight
with your hosts
Aubrey Styles
and Stallion. We've been waiting.
The Nightlight. Who do you listen to in the dark?
The Nightlight.
Bringing you the sounds of the city.
The Nightlight.
The sun has nothing on the stars.
The stars.
The Nightlight.
Come towards the light.
The Nightlight. Welcome, New York City. It's a smooth 70 degrees outside. And if you look out your windows, you'll see a dark moonlit sky. The skies are partly cloudy and the moon has an intense glow, I must say. Kind of puts you in the mood to go somewhere.
Word. I don't know. It puts me in the mood to be somewhere where everything is happening at once. Like, just going on. And that's why your host Stallion is here with the spot of the week. It's called Club Trey, located at Atlantic and Putnam. And it's just a laid-back environment. Lounges, chairs, opaque-lit tables. Somewhere you can go to have a good time. Ladies, free before 1. Do you hear me? 1 o'clock. So that means there's going to be a lot of ladies in there. So brothers, go through. Look like it's a good time. Atlantic and Putnam. Club Trey.
Now, Stanley, you sending all these people out here to this club to meet people, meet and greet, have a good time. But, you know, a lot of relationships going to come about. And, you know, people these days, they don't really know what goes into having a relationship mindset you got to have.
Yeah.
So, what's good?
Okay, let me ask you a question, Aubrey. What do you think is the biggest issue with people meeting new people at clubs or relationships in general?
That's going to have to be trust. I mean, you don't know who these cats are out there. You don't know their mindset. You don't know where they're coming from, where they've been. It's just trust.
Yeah, but the way you're talking is like, it has a sense of insecurity to me. And it's like you're probably scared or questionable to new people. Have you been hurt?
Of course. Like, I've dated a couple guys. They've done some things. And then you know about their past. You find out about that. And it just bothers you. It bothers me. So you gotta know your past to know where you're going.
But should you hold the past against where you're going or your future?
No, you really shouldn't, because a person's past is their past. But then again, it makes you wonder, why were they like that in the past? Why did they change now? What brought about that change?
You're right. I think people just need a healthy outlet to express their views on trust in general. And they can't just use it as a process to screen other people. Everybody has to be understood and given a equal chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so we're about to take a couple calls because this issue is like real deep. So you guys already know the number.
212-388-4168. Dang, they calling already. Callie Alive, line one.
Name and location.
Hello, this is Chantel coming from Brooklyn, BK, New York. Hey, Aubrey. Hey, Stanley.
Hey.
It's Stallion, actually, sweetie.
Oh, I'm a Hey Stallion.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, all right. I'm okay.
Get so we talking about trust, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Trust and relationships?
Yeah.
I got a story for you.
Oh, and we cannot
and let
wait.
Me tell you. My ex-boyfriend, that's right. I'm putting him on blast, all right?
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Ben T, all right?
Ben T, if you listening, you need to listen a little harder. Go ahead.
You obviously that's right. Did something wrong.
Now, let me tell you what happened. This man had the audacity, right, to tell me, oh, maybe you know you can trust me. I love you, girl. Mind you, we only like 2 weeks into it, and I was like, okay, yeah, you know I can trust him, right?
Talking about
and
love.
Let me tell you what he did. What he did was.
What he do?
I found him in the backseat of a car.
Whose car?
With some other girl, his car. And so, like, I want to come over to his house and find out how he do it. I just want to come one time, right? But that's all he did. All he did. I found him in the back of a car with somebody else. I just, oh my God.
It's okay. So stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us, Chantel.
All right, so after that experience, what would you give? What advice would you give to other people going out there in relationships?
Let me tell you what I would say, girl. Aubrey, let me tell you what I would say. I would say that if you ever feel as you can trust somebody after 2 weeks, that is a lie. Because he don't trust you, he just want to get in your pants, okay? And you know what? I kept it close. And that's to all the ladies out there. Keep it close, girls. Keep it, all right? All right, thank you. I love y'all.
You're welcome, Chantel.
We love you too.
Love you too. Coming off of that, what I basically want to say is that you shouldn't be too well put into somebody that you don't know the future of or you don't know the past of that individual. So if he was already talking about love so soon, you could already have told what kind of person he was. So just a message to the females and males.
So you don't believe in love at first sight?
But you can believe at attraction at first sight. You can believe of a feeling of fate at a first sight, but you cannot fall in love.
Okay, you got a good point.
Because love is a bond. Love is not a feeling. It's an ability.
I see we have another caller online too.
You're on. Let me get your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up? My name is Silence. I'm calling from Canarsie.
How you doing, Silence? You sure your last name is not White? Because you got the whole voice thing going on.
No, I'm chilling though. What's going on over there?
Nothing. We cool. We out here. It's chilling.
You know what I mean? Laid back, the night light. So it's always something going on. You know what I mean? So how you feeling about like what we're talking about, the whole trust issues? First of all, let me get like your take on it. Do you feel it's hard to trust some females nowadays?
Nowadays, I mean, it all depends on who you're dealing with, you know, because I mean, if you don't personally know the female before you actually get with them, you're not really going to get the full contents of what their ability, or what their, you know, like how they can actually really trust someone.
Word.
I guess, I mean, basically, if you're not friends with the person before that you actually get with them, you're not going to get the full, you know.
I like where you're coming from, like with the friendship, because friendship is something that's steady and it's reliable. So if you have something based on friendship, you can always work out your problems. You agree with me, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so like everybody's just searching for something in general, and I think the main problem is that they want to know that the other part of their relationship cares. They want to know that when they change something, their boyfriend or girlfriend notices. You understand? Like, and that's a reoccurring lyric in the song that we're about to play in a little while by Miss Sese. It's called Brooklyn Sweetheart, and it's a real appropriate theme, and it'll set us off in a good note. So we're gonna play that right now. Brooklyn Sweetheart by Miss Sese.
Miss
Sese.
Miss
that happy moments and the sad. You were here and I'm so glad that you could make my tears dry. Only you could make me smile, feeling like a little child. I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful to have someone like you in my life. 'Cause you
Zay. She really did her thing on that one.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I felt where she was coming from. And of course, that's our job as the Nightlight, to always bring you that cool, smooth, new sound. And we live up to it once again.
Yes.
So be sure to tune in next time. That's, we're signing off. Your host,
Aubrey Styles.
And Stallion.
The Nightlight. Who do you listen to in the dark?
The Nightlight.
Bringing you the sounds of the city.
The Nightlight.
The sun has nothing on the stars.
The stars.
The Nightlight.
Come towards the light.
The Nightlight.